Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Brian, thank you very much. Returning now to Queensland Northwest Donegal, where the devastated community is preparing for the first of the funerals for 10 people killed in Friday's explosion as their remains are returned to their grieving families. As vigils take place across Donegal and beyond, locals in the community have been gathering at St. Michael's Church each night to share their grief and pray for the bereaved and the injured. Well, our reporter John Cook is with us again from Queensland. John, tell us a little bit about what's been happening there at St. Michael's Church.
Yes, Claire, I mentioned to you earlier how locals in Creasla described Lafferty Shop and Service Station as the heart of their village. Now that it's gone, some explained, St. Michael's Church at the other end of the street has become the focal point where young and old are gathering to pray and chat. Some smiling to me, telling me it's a long time since the church was this busy, and it's not just for prayer. After a packed rosary for around 800 people held after 10 o'clock last night, the back of the church was filled with loaves of bread, cartons of milk, butter, boxes of fruit, eggs and other staple groceries. One woman explained to me that Lafferty's was the only shop in Creasla. People still need bread and milk, she said, and many in rural Donegal can't travel. As she brushed away tears from her eyes, and I thought she was just moved by that act of kindness, which she was, but also later she explained to me she was upset by the death of her cousin in the explosion on Friday. As local priest Father John Joe Duffy was assisted by Father Paddy Dunn with the rosary last night, he conveyed the condolences of Pope Francis to his late night congregation in Creasla, and also a message from bereaved families he'd visited for those who had aided the weekend search and recovery efforts.
I just say to all who were involved in our rescue and recovery operation, you are very much in our prayers. And families that I have been speaking to, bereaved families, want to let you know they are so very grateful you did under very trying circumstances, and I call on Father Paddy to lead us in prayer.
As we gather to offer the Holy Rosary, we pray especially tonight for Jessica Geller, Martina Martin, Martin McGill, Hughie Kelly, Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Mullen, Robert Garvey and his daughter Shauna Flanagan Garvey, Leona Harper and James O'Flaherty. We gather at the altar of God to pray for these souls, but also to pray for those who are in Letterkenny University Hospital and also in St. James's in Dublin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Just so hard hearing that list of names being read out again in the church. That's Father Paddy Dunn leading the rosary at St. Michael's Church in Creasla. And John, you spoke to some of those who were coming to pray.
Yeah, young and old taking part in this community ritual, Claire. Many said coming together to talk or pray at the end of another dark day has been some comfort, because for some they can't sleep or concentrate on anything else, they said. Nighttime rosary will take place again tonight at St. Michael's Church, and for the coming nights, 10 red candles will continue to burn on the altar, shining a light for each of those lives extinguished in Friday's blast, as the church prepares for many more sad events to come tomorrow and in the coming days. Because last night the local clergy also gave details to the congregation of the first of the funerals to come. 24-year-old Jessica Gallagher, whose remains were brought home to her family last night, will be laid to rest in Doe Cemetery after 11 o'clock funeral mass here at St. Michael's tomorrow morning. Her boyfriend remains in a critical condition in hospital. After Jessica's funeral tomorrow morning, the church will be filled once again on Tuesday afternoon for the funeral of 49-year-old Martin McGill, originally from Scotland, but he'd been living in Creasla for the past 10 years. And James O'Flaherty, originally from Sydney and living in Dunfanaghy, will be buried on Wednesday after Mass in St. Mary's Church in Derrybeg, with many other funerals to follow. So as the night concluded and people went their separate ways quietly last night, Father Paddy Dunn offered a traditional blessing for each of them as I spoke to some of the mourners outside.
An eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and a perpetual light shine upon them.
I'm from the town here and I just came down to support everybody.
How are you all feeling?
Shocked.
Bar one, we know all of them.
It's a tough time, very tough time, yeah.
Just coming together tonight, does it help?
Absolutely, because the shop was the heart of the village and it's gone now. So this is the place where everybody meets.
I noticed at the back of the church there's bread and milk and eggs and fruit, and that's what someone said to me earlier on. We don't have a shop anymore, and sadly life goes on. People still need bread and milk. It's very hard to even think of those things right now, but somebody has brought it here and offered it to the people. Do you feel strength from, I suppose, the support that people are offering or the condolences people are sending?
Absolutely, and I know some of the members of our community from St Vincent de Paul also support the older people that sort of live up here beside the chapel. And the shop was their breadline. That was where they got all their messages. They don't have cars. They would have been in the shop all the time getting their groceries. So it's great to see that all this is here for them as well.
Did your boys know James or Leona, lads?
Leona's in the year below me. James, 2 years below me. So I knew James. Well, he'd always say hello to me in the halls and all. He was a nice young fella now.
I think everybody's trying to deal with their own grief. A good friend lost her brother. He was extra special, and that can be a very much repeated story at a time like this. I think the whole area, I'd say the whole nation, is absolutely devastated. Personally, I can't even focus on my daily chores.
Does it help to come together tonight?
It does, very much so. It's all about unity and sharing that grief together. I'd say it does help.
This is a terrible tragedy. We never came across anything like it before. Martina Martin is related to us.
Okay, she worked in the shop, I understand, in Lafferty.
That's right, yeah. The days ahead is going to be very awkward for the poor families.
It'll be a long week.
Relatives, neighbours and friends of those who died in Creasla, speaking to John Cook. And I'm joined on the line now by Michael Daly, former editor of the Donegal Democrat. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Morning, Claire. Thank you.
Gosh, the more time that goes on, Michael, the harder it gets to take this in, to hear those voices, to hear the list of names, to look at the pictures. And I know over the years you've covered a number of different tragedies, but nothing like this.
No, I have in my time. I started working with the Donegal Democrat in 1985, and ironically, my first week, actually, I was sent up to Inishowen. To cover a trawler tragedy, and you'll be familiar with the many trawler tragedies we've had in Donegal, Donegal Cruise. And I have to be honest with you, Claire, it was funny when your researcher called me. It's been on my mind since last Friday evening, the number of times I have stood at the side of graves, the number of times I've had to report on various things and of a tragic nature, or maybe ask reporters to do so. And I'm kind of almost concerned that people might misunderstand, but because I don't want to make comparisons between other tragedies. But I was thinking of things, for example, even before my time, the Central Hotel fire in 1980 in Bundoran, and particularly in 1986, I suppose, the loss of the O'Donnell family and the babysitter. Now, some of your listeners, these may not resonate with them at all, but these are kind of, in some ways, bizarre milestones in my life as a journalist. So I was trying to think, you know, what now, maybe as somebody who's more experienced, having dealt with those tragedies, and I am dealing with this because, funnily enough, while I'm not active with the Donegal Democrat anymore, I've had so many people calling me and maybe asking me for advice and different things. But the one thing that struck me about those tragedies over the year, and this one in a tenfold way, is the dignity of the community, the bravery of the community, the dignity of Father John Joe Duffy, who is, at times when you listen to him on the radio, I heard him on local radio today, he's doing his best not to break down himself. And I know Father John Joe, he's a very passionate man, and the people up there, he's relatively recent to the Creasla area, they absolutely adore him. And if ever there was a right man in the right place in terms of being the shepherd for that community, that strikes me. The other thing, Claire, is one John Cook mentioned about people knowing people. And even at my remove from Ballyshannon and South Donegal, I have been in that shop. Everybody has been in that shop. I was up at the game, our team area, we were playing Clahanhealy. It was the automatic place for us to go back. It was about 15 or 20 cars. Everybody said we'd stop at Lafferty's, and, you know, I suppose the fact we said we'd stop at Lafferty's, we didn't even say we'd stop at Apple Green. And if you get that, the distance that there is between where we were and where we were going home to, but we knew. And what struck me that Sunday when I was going in, it was a day similar to last Friday in terms of weather, was the enormous football. He was a business in Chrysler, and I remember we covered stories about Chrysler as well, where at times the village was struggling and people banded together to make sure that they had business like Apple Green. But I remember being struck by how impressive it was, and maybe you're used to seeing all these big Apple Greens and all the rest, but it really... It was a fantastic place with literally everything in it.
Well, we heard from John's report there, you know, it is the only shop in Chrysler. So that means it becomes the whole fulcrum of the community. That's where you go to do your business, and that's where you meet people and have a chat.
Absolutely. And I thought it was very poignant when it was being juxtaposed with St. Michael's Church as well, because it really has become the new hub. But I suppose, you know, from my point of view, and I hope I'm not straying off the point, I think that the one thing that has struck me already about the people, and they've mentioned that I think it was on Sunday, somebody talking about when the cameras leave and the reporters return to their offices. I think it's then that you'll see the people of Chrysler and the people of Donegal, because in one sense, and I don't think I'm overstating this, but it's not just the people in Chrysler who feel that they're in the throes of a huge wake. Everybody feels that way. And I mean, it's your communities, bear in mind, I suppose, the Donegal diaspora across the world, particularly in places like London and Glasgow, where so many from Donegal left to earn a living, and indeed people who went to the West and East Coast of America. I have friends who have been texting me and messaging me and asking me, you know, what do I know, or did I know any of the people, and that sort of stuff. People feel very much enjoined by that. And then I was struck how it became very much a national story. And I think it became a national story, not because of the numbers, but it became a national story because of the ordinariness of where those people were going. Because you and I need to go in to get a pint of milk or a loaf of bread and that sort of thing. We all do it. I have three sons. I regularly bring them to a shop for ice cream and sweets and the rest of it. You know, it was just so everyday life.
Yeah.
And you couldn't imagine that something like this could happen. So, in terms of my experience of coming to those tragedies, the one thing is, and I'm not saying this to Felicia, you know this, there's a huge resilience in the people of Donegal. Yeah. Some would say at times we've had to be resilient, but we don't want to go down that road today. It's the wrong day for having that discussion. But I know in my head and in my heart that with people like Father John Joe and all the other people in the services, and you can see yourself, a professional, the rollout of the response that was, that, look, it's never going to be easy. People will never forget anniversaries. I often think, I even go back to the Central Hotel fire when I was very young in 1980, but we're very conscious of those dates. We're very conscious of the tragedy up in Clonmany where the 8 people died in a road traffic accident. But again, I don't want to sound inappropriate by listing those off, but look, there have been a lot of tragedies. As I started when I was talking at the start, tragedies at sea is a huge thing for people in Donegal. But my hope and my prayer is that the people there, that they will somehow be able to make their way through this. And from what I have seen, what I've read and what I've heard, and the people that have been on your show and others, I have this hope and belief that they will manage in some way to get through this.
Michael, thank you very much. Michael Daly, former editor of the Donegal Democrat. Now, Kathleen Murray is on the line. And of course, you'll know Kathleen, who's our resident dog expert. But Kathleen, you have a real connection to the area. You lived there for 18 years, I know. Will you tell us a little bit about the community there? Michael has great hope that the strength of the community will carry people through in some way.
Yeah, I was very much part of that community. And I know an awful lot of people in Chrysler, and they're such good people. They're very warm-hearted, very kind people. And this is a huge, highly emotional time for them all right now. And I think what they would appreciate a lot, maybe at this time, knowing the people as well as I do, is probably they would enjoy, you know, some space in their last moments with their loved ones that have died. You know, and just some peace to grieve to themselves as well. And because of the huge attention that's on them right now, that can be difficult to do at times. So maybe if people, I know people are really wanting to help out, they want to be part of it in some way, they want to do something to help, because that's the nature of Irish people and Donegal people, you know, and Chrysler people. But if there's one thing that they can do, then it would be actually to support them in any way they can. And the way, one main way to support them is to support a GoFundMe page that's been set up for them. And that would be a huge support to them. So if anybody really wanted to help out and thought they would like to do something for these people, and that's one thing that they could do. That's a real thing that they can do.
We all know that, you know, the days now ahead in this next week, they will happen. People will get through them. It is the weeks and the months that follow. They're the really tough times.
Oh, it is, because, I mean, it's now just slowly, very slowly starting to sink in the reality of it all, because in the beginning, it's such a huge shock. I mean, the shock is like, you just can't believe it. Like, you can't even take it in. But as the days unravel and the reality starts to set in for the injured people, for the families of the people who have died, for everything that's gone on in the village, for the lack of the shop, everything that's been mentioned before, you know, the reality is huge for them. And they have to cope with that now, and they have to deal with it. And when everybody's gone, they're going to be left to their own devices to do that. And they will do it, because they're strong people and they're good-hearted people and they do support each other, you know.
Kathleen, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Kathleen Murray. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.